In North Dakota's Bakken oil field, demand for electricity has skyrocketed. Unlike in most of the country where it's been relatively flat for the last decade, that means utilities have been scrambling to get more power into the area. In the past, they might build a new coal-fired power plant, but that's become difficult, especially under brand new environmental regulations to cut carbon emissions. Our Inside Energy reporter Emily Guerin looks at how you meet a growing demand for power without coal.
Dale Haugen is really proud of his company's new garage.
You gotta come and see the view. We're gonna walk up the steps.
From a balcony, we peer out over the ground floor of the cavernous building that will hold equipment and trucks. It belongs to Montreal Williams Electric Cooperative, a North Dakota utility company that has recently seen explosive growth. Haugen's the general manager here.
This is my 33rd year.
And this utility is pretty much unrecognizable from when he started. It's gone from selling power to North Dakota farmers to selling almost exclusively to oil and gas companies.
Holy cow, what a change.
Montreal Williams sells 10 times as much power as it did 7 years ago. 10 times! That means over 100 new employees, new trucks, and a gigantic new garage. Sitting in Haugen's office, I asked him to explain how much electricity it takes to drill for oil.
So one oil well is equal to about 3.5 to 4 homes.
There's over 12,000 oil wells in North Dakota now. Plus you add pipelines, gas compressor stations.
Apartments.
Thousands of new oil field workers and their flat screen TVs. It adds up. Electricity use in North Dakota shot up 27% between 2008 and 2013, more than anywhere else in the country. And that power has to come from somewhere. Dale Haugen's utility distributes electricity, but it doesn't own the power plants themselves. These guys do.
John Jacobs, I'm the Vice President of Operations for Basin Electric.
Basin Electric Power Cooperative, based in Bismarck. It's a big utility, with 3 million customers in 9 states, but it's got kind of a homey vibe. Like when you walk in, there's a display telling you what's for lunch. Today, it's tater tot hot dish. That's Midwestern for casserole.
You gotta not only feed your power plants, but you gotta feed your people.
Jacob says by 2035, the Bakken oil field region will need 3 times as much power as it needs today. It's Basin Electric's job to figure out where that power comes from.
I don't know of any other utility that's dealing with these kinds of growth issues.
That's Jacob's colleague, Steve Tomac.
As we realized this growth was going to be huge, we developed a 3-prong approach.
One, buy power from utilities nearby that have extra. Two, get that power into the oil field with a new transmission line. And three, build new power plants, ones that run on natural gas instead of coal. That's a big deal for Basin Electric because it has always used coal. There's tons of it in North Dakota, and it's cheap to mine. But a few years ago, that changed. Steve Tomac explains.
You know, in this environment, nobody will finance coal.
President Obama's rule to cut carbon dioxide emissions from power plants is called the Clean Power Plan. It was finalized earlier this month, but for years in advance, lenders told Basin Electric, hey, if you're planning on building new coal plants, we're not interested.
And it was very obvious that they didn't want to lend into that.
With regulations and market factors like low natural gas prices, the economics of coal just weren't adding up anymore. So Basin Electric began building wind farms and natural gas plants, and they had to do it fast, faster than they were comfortable with.
They thought I ought to go be pulled through a knot hole on a wooden fence.
That was the reaction when Dale Haugen told Basin Electric just how soon he was going to need more power to meet oil field demand.
They were shocked.
In 7 years, Basin Electric has gone from shocked to making it work. With some growing pains, they figured out how to power the number 2 oil-producing state. As utilities around the country puzzle over how to provide more power, one industry analyst I talked to said he wouldn't be surprised if they call Basin Electric and ask them how they did it so fast and how they did it without coal. For Inside Energy, I'm Emily Guerin.